The first documented case of online spam dates back to May 3rd, 1978. A marketer messaged about 400 people on ARPANET, a sort of pre-internet, trying to sell computers. He got in a lot of trouble with other users, and it was more than a decade before anyone tried again. When regular folks started getting online in the 90s, marketers and scammers realized that unlike paper junk mail, email is basically free to send. And on an open internet, it's not so easy to shut down. The FTC started hearings about spam in 1997, and by 2003, Congress passed the first law regulating commercial email. It was called the Canned Spam Act. Over time, filters have gotten better, but the spam didn't stop. One estimate says of the hundreds of billions of emails sent every day, around half are spam. That's to say nothing of social media spam, text message spam, and robocalls. Oh, by the way, the reason it's called spam? There's this old Monty Python sketch with a diner that serves spam everything. And a group of Vikings keeps chanting, spam, 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 drowning out everyone else. And I mean, doesn't it feel that way sometimes?